Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, April 4th. Tesla has snapped up an important battery patent for just $3. It's seemingly part of an acquisition. During Tesla's battery day last year, the automaker described a problem it's facing with water usage in creating cathodes and cost associated with the process. Mark Harris uncovered a document that showed Tesla acquired a patent for technology very similar to what Tesla described from a company called Spring Power International based in Ontario, Canada. Tesla took over the patent for just $3, but it seems likely that Tesla simply acquired the company outright. Spring Power took down its website and doesn't appear to have any public-facing presence anymore. Neither Tesla nor Spring Power commented on the possible transaction, but Electrek has found that two former Spring Power employees are now listing their positions at Tesla on their LinkedIn. German newspaper Frankfurter Allgemein published a fairly crazy article in which it literally encourages readers to bet against Tesla through a short position in order to bring Elon Musk to his knees. Translated from German, economy columnist Daniel Moore wrote about a piece called How to Bet Against Elon Musk, and he wrote, quote, "As an investor, the question arises as to whether the markets are simply too stupid to correctly assess the Daimler prospects, or whether they totally misjudge Tesla." He goes on to say, quote, "If the Tesla share price breaks, and that's what we expect, by 10%, our turbo short gains 50%. At 20%, it's already 100. And if Tesla even slips to the pathetic Daimler level, our secret weapon wins 427%. Now, to his credit, the purpose of the article is quite clear. Moore not only recommends to short Tesla, something people have lost millions of dollars doing, but he recommends doing it with the most risky option, and he openly states that he has contempt for Elon Musk. Also, Moore did warn that you could lose everything if Tesla's stock goes up by 20%. Elon Musk famously doesn't accept his salary from Tesla, but the CEO still has a generous compensation plan that has a potential to net him around $30 billion this year. Last month, Musk unlocked the first tranche of his compensation plan, which was worth about $800 million. And now Tesla has consistently delivered profits and maintained a high market capitalization since then, resulting in Musk unlocking several more tranches. With Tesla delivering over $10 billion in revenue and EBITDA of $1.8 billion last quarter, Musk unlocked the fifth and sixth tranches. The CEO has yet to exercise those options, but if he were to do that, it would receive over $30 billion worth of Tesla stocks, likely making him the best-paid executive in the world. And that would only be half of the compensation plan. If Tesla keeps moving in that direction, and Musk unlocks the six tranches in the plan, the CEO stands to easily make over $100 billion. Kia is reporting strong demand for its sleek new EV6 electric crossover, with over 30,000 show of interests within a month from the unveiling. The Kia EV6 shares the same impressive specs as the Hyundai Ioniq 5, since it's based on the same platform, but it features a different design and a form factor that has been well received. In Europe, the automaker started taking reservations, and now they report, quote, "The brand obtained 33,000 prospects, including 7,300 reservations. On top of that, more than 26,000 customers showed interest in Kia's first dedicated battery electric vehicle." Now, Kia hasn't released much of the information, nor the pricing in the U.S., but it is expected to have strong demand in North America as well. In Europe, the EV6 starts at €44,990, which could mean that the price will be somewhere around $45,000. Ford today announced the MSRP price range of the e-Transit, the automaker's new commercial electric van, $43,295, and it goes up to $52,690. The price change is based on the wheelbase and roof options. Ford said that the e-Transit is equipped with a battery pack of a usable capacity of 67 kilowatt hours. The company expects to achieve a range of 126 miles with the battery in the e-Transit configured with the low roof option. Ford is also opening a show of interest for the van on its website, and orders will open in July. The Citroën Amy, a very small electric vehicle, is coming to the U.S. as part of a new electric car subscription service. For a monthly fee, you can have access to this and several other vehicles in key cities. They shared an image clearly showing the profile of the French Amy on LinkedIn with a caption, quote, "Something big is coming to Washington, D.C. The play on words is that the Amy vehicle is laughably small, lacks power, and matches the aesthetic of a washer and dryer. As a matter of fact, 14-year-olds can legally drive it in France. Citroën says that the Amy is equipped with a 5.5 kilowatt-hour battery pack and a 6-kilowatt motor enabling about 44 miles of range and a top speed of 28. They won't be available for purchase that we know of, but in France they cost the equivalent of $6,000. So a rental car can't be that much, can it? Tesla's chief designer, Franz von Holzhausen, posted a video testing out the Arcimoto three-wheeled tandem seat EV. Franz's test ride appears to have gone much better than that of Elon Musk, his boss. Mark Frohmayer claimed that last year Elon Musk crashed one of them during an early test ride. The Arcimoto FUV, as it's called, is still operating in a low-scale production zone, but the company has plans to reach a large-scale production rate of 50,000 vehicles per year, and that's by the end of next year. There were 6 Chevy Bolt fires last year that led to a recall, and the ink is still wet on the final fix announcement. And today comes the news of another Chevy Bolt fire that occurred in Ashburn, Virginia on May 1st. This gives us an odd feeling of deja vu, as Hyundai also had a temporary fix in place when another one of their Konas caught on fire. This led to the decision for Hyundai to replace all the batteries and stop selling the Kona entirely in Korea. On the GM side, we reached out to GM for a comment about the Chevy Bolt fire, and they said, quote, GM is aware of the incident, and an investigator is in the process of learning more about the specific situation of the vehicle. And we're not sure if the vehicle had applied the fix that was just announced. We're also not sure if it had followed the precaution that General Motors has announced prior to limit the charge capacity. Actually, let me level with you, we really don't know much of anything at this point. EV startup Arrival has announced a new partnership with Uber to design and develop a purpose-built EV specifically for rideshare drivers. Arrival plans to invite Uber drivers to participate in the design process to ensure the new Arrival car, as it's called, meets their needs. According to the press release from the automaker today, the Arrival car is expected to enter production in the third quarter of 2023 as an affordable, purpose-built EV designed with and for Uber drivers. This is actually one of several moves by Uber towards zero emissions. The rideshare behemoth has already committed to becoming a fully electric mobility platform in London by 2025 and North America and Europe by 2030. What's interesting about the collaboration is that the Arrival car is not currently exclusive to Uber. A spokesperson for Arrival told Electrek that both parties have entered into a memorandum of understanding to, quote, explore a strategic relationship in key markets, including UK, Europe, and US. Now, Arrival has told us that if other rideshare companies feel the Arrival car provides them with the requirements they need, the automaker would not stop them from purchasing the new EV. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Danish clean energy giant Ørsted has just completed its very first utility-scale solar plus battery storage project, and it's in the U.S. The Permian Energy Center project is a 460-megawatt solar and 40-megawatt battery storage facility in Andrews County, Texas. As Ørsted explains, the Permian Energy Center project is located on a 3,600-acre site alongside oil and gas installations and will supply growing West Texas demand for electricity. The project's 1.3 million solar panels will power more than 80,000 households. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. If you're curious, we also have a YouTube channel called Electrek Daily. I'm Mikey G, and I'll see you on the later.